Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear fellow redeemed, I'm going to read the text again. And as I assured the lector this morning, it had nothing to do that he didn't do a good job of reading it. But I would like to read it again so that this time you listen carefully. And more importantly, that you capture some of your thoughts as you hear this message from God's Word. Jesus speaking to his disciples. But of that day and hour, no one knows, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. It doesn't take a lot of perception to know where we are in the church year. In fact, you would think somehow that we can't count, because last Sunday was called the third last Sunday of the church year, and I would guess if I asked you, you could in unison tell me what the next Sunday is going to be numbered. And then we'll stumble around a little bit on the last Sunday because we're not sure whether to call it the last Sunday of the church year or some other appropriate name. And it is the time of year when invariably you will hear sermons about the end of time. In fact, we very often warn our students to not to blow your whole wad in the first Sunday because you're going to run out of material by the time you get through Advent. If I were in another setting right now, what I would really do is I would like to walk down the aisle and just point at a number of you and say, tell me your thoughts. What were you thinking about as you heard the text being read? Were you thinking about all those people out there in the world who are just like at the time of Noah, and we love to compare our age today with the time of Noah? Eating and drinking and giving and being married, catering to the lusts of the flesh. Totally unaware of the time and how near the time is for the end. Laughing at Noah. Here he is building that cabin cruiser in his basement with no doors to get it out. Oh, I mean on dry land with no water around. And I would say that if you thought that at least, think of that someday in terms of as you preach and today as you witness to the world around us that indeed we are called upon to preach and teach and utter the law of God with all of its ferocity. Just as Noah did. Because indeed our job is to call to repentance. But remember, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He's not standing on the streets of Jerusalem. He's not standing in some foreign land. He's talking to his disciples. And he tells them about this unknown time in the future. And you have to read the context of this passage because you get here a number of pictures of the end of time and what that means. The ten virgins is just into the next chapter. The figure of the fig tree just precedes this. And he calls to their attention because they would like to know. And he says, the angels don't even know. The Son, in his state of humiliation, doesn't even know. But you ought to be able to tell when the time is coming, soon. Listen to the signs I will give you, astronomical signs, geographical signs, historical signs. Just keep your eyes open. When's the last time you got up in the morning and the thought crossed your mind? Maybe it's today. Or you lay your head down on the pillow at night and you say, I could wake up in the clouds with my Lord. Or do we find ourselves just as the people in the time of Noah, where we get caught up in all the daily stuff that we have to do? You got studies to do and papers to write and tests to prepare for. And profs have lessons to prepare and sermons to preach and oh, so much to be done. And the end of time kind of slips away from us. As if indeed just in the time of Noah. After all, things go on today as they went on yesterday and they will probably go on tomorrow. And I will make my plans, not only for tomorrow, but for next week and next year. And after I celebrate 25 years in the ministry or 50 years in the ministry. And certainly there's nothing wrong with anticipating the future in God, as long as we remember what St. James told us to add those words, if it is God's will, that will come about. But we are urged at the end of this passage to watch. Watch. What does that mean to you? To watch. Be careful. Look around you. Watch for the signs. The end is near. So what? After all, this is Jesus with his disciples, those that he loved. This is not a stern watch out. This is a loving invitation. Watch. And if it is a warning at all, it's a warning like maybe we dads would do to our children. We tell our kids sometimes they're heading toward the stove and we say, don't. That's a don't out of love, isn't it? A youngster coming close to the edge of a precipice. Watch out, don't! Stay away! That's a watch out of love. And here is Jesus with his disciples and with us saying to us, I can't bear the thought of losing any one of you. After all, you are the ones that I died for. You are the ones that my Father had in mind and I had in mind before the beginning of time. You are the ones that I have called, and I now hold you in the palm of my hand, and I will not let you go. That is why it's so important for me that you watch. Watch, look around, see the signs. And if the end of time was even presaged by the fall of Jerusalem, how much closer are we today? And yes, there's a temptation to, I've heard that before. Yes, we have. And you know what? It's true this year more than last year. We're closer. Watch. Do you read the newspaper? Do you look around and see what's happening all around us? My friends, watch. If we would like to go into the next chapter, keep your lamps burning. Keep in touch daily with your Lord. The one who says, watch. He says, immerse yourself in my word. That's where I come to you. That's where I strengthen your faith. That's where I open your eyes. That's where you grab hold and have confidence. We at the seminary, I think, are under special temptation because we work daily in God's word. And so often, friends, admit it with me, will you? That we work with God's word as a textbook. We study our theology. And I'm not knocking that. But friends, don't substitute that for immersing yourselves in God's holy word, where he calls you over and over. Where the Holy Spirit who wrought that faith in you also keeps you steadfast in that faith. And then we can respond to our Lord when he says to us this morning, watch. We can respond with St. John. Yes, Lord. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.